Hey, pro nerds. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Not Famous. I'm your not famous host, Iggy, and this is my not famous host, co-host, Gary. You're also the host.
What's up?
Awesome. Welcome back. This is episode 5 of our newest season, our fun themed season that is not affiliated with NBC Universal. And we are here with another special guest that before we go too far ahead, let's just introduce her. We have Des Creepcore. Yes, the crowd's going crazy. Yeah, there we go. Awesome. So Des is a cosplayer, model, blogger, streamer. Anything else I'm missing there? All around geek.
Yes, very much.
There
very
we go. Perfect. And as before we start recording, as we were talking about it, Des I was very happy to have Des on here because there was a very special moment where I had a convention. It was my weekend with the kids. I had nobody to help me with the kids. And Evie hung out with Des and Larissa Page, another fantastic person, the whole weekend. And as we were saying, Evie still, that was like 4 or 5 years ago now at this point. So she was younger. And she still talks about it. So it is a very good thing. She will be jealous. She'll be jealous that I got to, because she loves Carrie too. So she'll be jealous when I tell her that we podcasted with you, that I podcast with Carrie. She won't talk to me all day tomorrow when she's back. So she won't. But anyways, that's enough about Evie. Let's talk a little bit about you, and then we'll talk a little about the theme of the episode. So Des, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. It's Sunday, and Sundays I always get a pork bun from the cute little Asian mart next door. Oh. So It's my Sunday thing, my little pork bun.
It's a good day. I only ate a frozen pizza for dinner. That's what I ate. I almost ate the whole thing, but I put a little bit back. Carrie, did you eat yet? I know you got off of work right before we started recording.
Let's see. I had two donuts. I had two donuts and a Gatorade. That's been my diet for the day. So
we're just defining Sunday as cheat day right now, right? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Well, since Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays, I continue to remind myself as I'm pulling up the app every Sunday. I went with donuts instead.
Were you trying to get them chicken minis?
No, I go for the chicken nuggets with the mac and cheese. It's a hack. Ooh. I know everybody's done the hack. You take the chicken nuggets, rip them apart, put them in the mac and cheese.
What?
Dude,
it's chicken nuggets.
I didn't know about this thing. We tried the mac. I tried the mac and cheese last time we ordered it. I just didn't mix it with the chicken because I should have. What you made me just think of too is because I also love Popeye's chicken, spicy chicken, and they've got good mac and cheese. And I've never thought about putting that chicken in the mac and cheese. So now that's where my brain immediately went.
And I have to give credit to KFC. KFC did this a long time ago. They used to give you that little bowl, right?
KFC.
They had the chicken nuggets with the mashed potatoes and the corn and the gravy and everything else. I just made it a little bit better with Chick-fil-A. But yes, that was, and now I'm thinking about Chick-fil-A mac and cheese. So tomorrow I will be having chicken nuggets and Chick-fil-A mac and cheese.
All right. Well, before we get too far in the episode, we've got our theme of the season that we're going to drop here. So let's do it. It's Fast and Furious time.
Ask any racer, any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Des, have you seen the Fast and Furious movies?
Oh my gosh, you guys are gonna get mad at me.
No, it's better. First of all of our guests so far have not seen it.
Okay, I've only seen Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
Oh man.
I know.
Come on.
No, that's fine. You say we're gonna get mad at you, but I hope you know that we are doing this in the most mockingly way possible. As I think the movies, I will admit, I have seen every one, but it's just for the over the top. And Carrie was the bold, brave soul who watched them all this winter to do research ahead of the season. So Carrie is the one that has the most knowledge on them, I guess would be the way to put it.
Thanks, COVID.
Thanks, guys.
There was a side project, Starsky and Hutch. Starsky and Hutch.
No, Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. Oh my gosh.
I was actually cool that you did Starsky and Hutch. I'm like, listen, you got Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn in that. You know, you got Jason Bateman in it. We could talk about Hutch, man. You got Snoop Dogg as like.
Oh, oh yeah, he did. Snoop Dogg's like the pimp. So I love it. We are at Fast Five on the Fast and Furious franchise, and I'm looking right now, $626 million, billion would have been say $1 million earned on a budget of $125 million. And here we are, an exciting plot. Ever since ex-cop Brian O'Connor and Mia Toretto broke her brother Dom out of custody, they've traveled border to border to evade authorities. In Rio de Janeiro, they must do one final job before they can gain their freedom for good. Assembling their elite team of car racers, Brian and Dom know they must confront the corrupt businessman who wants them dead before the federal agent, Dwayne Johnson, on their trail finds them. As Times of India put it, there are enough bras and races here to send your testosterone into a tizzy and keep you glued to your seats. Seatbelts on, everybody. So that is Fast Five. It is fantastic. I know you said we were going to be mad at you to see it, but seriously,
no.
I don't even know what made us bring up the point of doing this season themed about this.
I think just because it had 9 films, right? I think that
and
was
like nine episodes.
Like nine episodes, and it was also the lead up into the movie, kind of giving that climactic event at the end where we're going to live stream Fast and Furious 9 and really do Mystery Science Theater style and just make fun of it, or yes. Play all of our guests. All of their bios and their characters in it, and we'll do it our own way.
So that's the big question for you, Des. We've asked each person what we originally started it with saying, Fast and Furious 9 comes out this year. It's obviously going to make millions and millions. So they start casting for Fast and Furious 10. They call you to be a character. But now we've changed it to where we're making our own Fast and Furious type franchise. What character would you like to play in that franchise? You get to pick any character you want for a movie franchise of this type.
While she's thinking, do you want to give a rundown of what we've heard so far?
Okay. Yeah. So we had Ellie is going to be the person who drives really slow to throw everybody off and is in a love triangle with The Rock and Idris Elba. And then Flux, who is our robot, wants to be the person who has the line before they die. So it's like, yeah, man, let's do this for Johnny. And then ends up dying in the next scene after they do the big, you know. My dad was actually a guest this season, and he just wants to be a big enough role where he makes a lot of money, which sounds like my dad. And then we just talked with Sav, who's a filmmaker, and Sav wants to be the, what's the word he used? The kind of the obscure comedic, like, I think he used the,
was it abstract?
Abstract, yes. The Charlie Day from Pacific Rim style side character or that something like that. So that's our cast so far. So where do you see yourself fitting in there?
I want to be the mysterious tattoo artist that tattoos all the cast members in real life.
Okay. Okay. Do you like, are you racing behind the scenes too? Like you're an undercover racer while you're tattooing?
I want
to
be.
Do you
like,
tattoo while you're in the cars?
Oh my gosh. Racing? So,
Johnny, Steve-O style with the Jeep and like the bouncing.
I'd like to be the incognito villain. So I'll be the villain, but also the tattoo artist that like bonds with them and gets all their information and does their like team tattoo. And then I get all the insight on their plans. And then I'm like, boom, villain status. I know your plan.
All right. We've got our villain now. We've got our villain for this movie.
I'm the villain.
You go. You are the villain for Slow and Cautious One. Slow and Cautious One. That's the name of the movie. Project Nerd Presents.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
Awesome. All right. Well, Des, tell us, what have you been up to in this year where we've all been out just enjoying life and going to all these conventions and fest? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. More realistically, how have you been passing by the pandemic?
I've actually rekindled. I've been able to catch up on all the manga and all the animes that I was behind on because prior to the, you know, COVID situation, I was so into, you know, making my costumes, attending the convention, making sure the business side of things was taken care of, that I kind of forgot my love for things that made me want to cosplay. So right. I took COVID year to rekindle that love. So I started getting back into all my gaming, like heavily. I read all the mangas that I hadn't read. I discovered new animes I'd never seen before. And that re-sparked my itch to start working on my cosplays again.
Awesome. That's a good way to have spent it, to really just rekindle The geek flames, really, for less, because you make a great point too. It's something that happens with us over at Project Nerd. We travel to so many of these shows. We're doing so many podcasts. We have so much going on that it's hard to find the nights now to play the games, to watch this stuff. Yeah. And you're right. I've watched so many movies this year. Like I don't even want to count the number where it was, but I get it. What animes did you catch up on? What's the big anime you're into right now?
So I finally got completely caught up on Attack on Titan.
Okay.
My heart's broken right now. I don't want to talk about it. I got caught up on My Hero Academia. I'm like a couple episodes behind right now. And I was actually able to start Demon Slayer that everyone's been talking about heavily, and I hadn't had the opportunity to check it out yet.
All right. So Carrie, you've seen zero episodes of anime, right? Like of any anime.
I think I watched the opening credits of Cowboy Bebop.
Okay, the opening credits.
Is that a real thing? Like, am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
Well, I mean, like, there's opening credits for...
yeah. I don't know. Plex automatically ran one night and somehow it came on that. But no, I do not know. I remember My Hero Academia. I know that.
That's everything. Not...
But was it Demon Slayer? Is that like a game or is that an anime?
It's an anime. It's on Netflix right now. Yeah. And I've just seen so many people cosplay it and I had no idea what it was. And everyone just kept talking about it and hyping it up. And finally I was like, okay, what is this? And I've watched like, oh my God.
So go ahead, finish. I'm sorry. But you were watching Demon Slayer.
And like, I get the hype. I completely get the hype. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, who am I going to cosplay?
So what would you recommend for Carrie to watch? What anime should he start with?
That.
it's a big task.
Take me out of it, right? So obviously right now with COVID and with everything going on, people are watching. And I think a lot of people, as Iggy said, and as you said, have exhausted everything they've been watching. You get one recommendation to anybody to begin the experience into anime. What do you start them with?
Am I allowed to ask genre of things that you may like adventure, absolutely, fantasy, horror?
Yeah. I would definitely say more adventure-based. I'm not big into horror, right? I think it's really interesting, though, that would be part of anime. But I definitely stick with more of the action-heavy genre. I like to be engaged, right? So after working a long day, the last thing I want is like a romantic plot where I've got to be fully invested in a story that I don't know. So the more action...
Well, popcorn anime, basically.
Is that a thing? Is that like a genre?
I'm thinking like popcorn flick, like the Fast and Furious movies. Oh. Like you want something that you just turn your brain off and enjoy, right?
Well, it's a great point. Like I want to decompress. So it's been a long day. You come home, you throw it on, you're cooking dinner. You've got something in the background. But with anime, I feel like you have to stay 100% invested the entire episode. It's not something that you can really kind of listen to. You really need to see the animation behind it to really enjoy the experience.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with two, depending on the mood. The first one's going to be Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Long story short, it's about alchemy. These two brothers, basically, without giving too much, it's in the pilot, it's in the previews. Their mom dies. They try and bring back their mom to life using alchemy, and it backfires horribly. So now they're on a journey to regain the thing they lost due to their mistake by breaking the rules of alchemy. It's got action. It's got a little bit of, you know, comedy, a bit of tragedy as well. It's action packed. It's drawn beautifully. Some of my favorite voice actors are in it. So it's really fun to hear their voices. And it's 64 episodes. So it's a decent size.
It'll keep you busy for a while, Carrie.
What was this? I also feel like we also gave a cool Fast and Furious bio too that made me really want to watch it again. And I watched it again. So you definitely sold me on it. At least. So this is the big thing for me in watching anime. And I definitely want to hear the second recommendation as well. How much do you have to invest to really get captivated? Like to get really invested in it? Because you know, watching that first Cowboy Bebop, it's all right. Like I'm not sold yet. Right. How many episodes into this series is, I mean, you got me with the story. So is it very quickly that they lose their mom and they start doing this, or do you go down a few episodes before it happens?
The first episode doesn't start with like, hi, this is the story of so-and-so. It's more like, bam, you're in the smack middle of like what the brothers are doing right now and what's going on. And then it kind of goes back into like, you know, there's like someone walking by and they're like, oh, those are the Elric brothers. Do you know what happened to them? And they kind of like flash back into it. And there's glimpses of their past and how tragic things went throughout the season. But I think within the first three episodes, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, what happened to the Elric brothers?
Okay. That's usually what I've been hearing a lot. Like if it's not within the first three, like the example I gave the other day was The Sinner. I don't know if you watched that show on Netflix. The third season, I kept waiting and waiting. And I think I'm still waiting to understand what's happening, where the first two seasons were amazing. Especially with that first, one of the first scenes with Jessica Biel in episode one. I mean, if you can't be captivated by that, you have no feelings. But the second show, so is it a complete opposite of the first one, or is it very similar in style?
No. So the first one's more like fantasy, adventure, action-based. The second one's more political, war, supernatural powers. Basically, we're in future Japan, where it's no longer Japan. It's like been taken over by Britain. And some of the pure blood royal family Japanese are still amongst the British, but they're in hiding. And one of the characters, he's very like, it's one of those, I'm going to call it the God Complex anime, where he's been given a power and he wants to use the power to do what he thinks is justice and what is right to the world. So he thinks he's making a difference. It's one of those villains that you're rooting for because he truly believes in his cause, but he's doing it the completely wrong way.
Yeah, so I enjoyed Preacher as well. Preacher, the show you're talking about, is very good. I didn't know. I didn't know, but that's cool. So I got a quiz, Iggy. Do you know what this show is?
No.
Yes.
No.
I know.
No.
Oh, you don't.
What is it?
Code Geass.
Though I don't know. I don't watch much anime myself. I love Samurai 7 just because it's based off of Kurosawa's Seven Samurai.
Yes.
And then I enjoy the films. So the well-known ones like Vampire Hunter D, the Ghost in the Shell movie, obviously Akira, like fantastic films. And then depending whether you classify these in there or not, my kids and I really enjoy obviously all the you know, the Ghibli stuff. Like we love all those types of movies. So that's more of where I go. I did show earlier when you got excited for those, this is another incentive for those of you that are listening to our podcast via the audio feeds, head on over to our YouTube channel, because what I'm holding up are these My Hero Academia glasses. So my daughter, bringing her up again, I clearly miss my kids. I haven't had them this weekend. So my daughter has gotten really big into My Hero Academia, and we got her the hoodie and we got her these to like entice her to, okay, you can have these once your grades are at a certain level. So that's the play with these. So we picked them up this weekend. So she's going to show up tomorrow. Get so excited. And I'm going to be like, but, and then hopefully she'll get her grades up. So My Hero Academia is being played a lot in this house right now. So I am catching glimpses of that. So I am seeing some of that.
It's very good.
I love it. I appreciate the recommendation. So I think, you know, for some of our listeners that they all know all this stuff, but what I've been really enjoying, you know, obviously before COVID was the cons in having these conversations. You know, I work with kids every day now and that's all they watch. You know, I grew up watching sports and Sports Center and, you know, obviously no streaming services, but the mass amount of anime and the storylines that you're talking about, when they tell me, I'm like, it sounds great. And then I watch it and I don't get it.
Geeks have taken over the world, Gary. That's what it is.
I'm a Rick and Morty guy. Like, give me that animation. You know, like, I'm cool with that. Little doses, a little bit of humor, a little bit of alcohol in there. I'm pretty good. A little bit of alcohol in there. You know, when you go from being a person to like a lion and then you like transform back, your gender roles are like misassigned. I can't keep up, man. I'm just trying to cook dinner and watch.
Which one turns into a lion?
I'm sure there's got to be one, dude. There's so many animes. No, but it's great to hear, though. I really respect it. I think it's and maybe in the past, and maybe I'm just misconstruing it. But I think in a lot of ways it was, different. It was kind of viewed differently. But now, as you mentioned, now it's really taken over. I think it's really been a very big commodity in the streaming realm over the last year. So I was interested to kind of hear your perspective on, as a person that hasn't done it, but I also appreciate asking questions. Typically people give their own bias, like, watch this, it's amazing. But the more you get to know a person, I think it definitely sways, what they may be interested in.
What I think in all of that, there's something to consider there is that anime, although often itself considered a genre, is that there's all the different genres in it. It's a style, really. But you did bring up a couple good points. One, when we were younger, obviously, I wasn't like picked on or anything like that, but my love of comics wasn't I didn't broadcast that like I do as an adult, right? Like my comics were kept put up. I wasn't wearing a geeky backpack. It was just a plain one. And I'm sure the people with anime, but then the bigger point you brought up is to get any of this stuff. Like I remember even talk about skate videos. Where's the words? There we go. Like all that stuff. Like you had to go to specialty shops, pick this stuff up. And now, like you said, you turn on your TV, pick the right app and you've got it right there at your fingertips. So
yeah. And taking it one step further, working in a public high school, I can tell you that these kids, when you try to make them play team sports, they don't know what they're doing. I literally watched kids, and I say kids, these are 16, 17 year old kids play kickball. Now, kickball to me is a standard universal game that everybody plays. They didn't know force outs. They're just trying to slam people with dodgeballs, basically.
Is that not the point of the game?
Just throw it to first base. So what do you mean? I'm like, well, it's a force out. You got bases loaded. Why are you bunting? And they're like, what are you saying to me right now? I'm like, I'm getting so frustrated with these kids, but it's exactly what we're talking about. If I ask them about, anime, it's an hour long conversation about whatever it is. And it's such a diverse dynamic in how it relates to the culture and the social element that I've really been intrigued by it, but I still don't get it. I try to fake it, and this is what I found out about anime very quickly. You cannot fake it.
Oh,
there's no what about that sports game last night? Did you win? With anime, it's just like, no, don't even try, Mr. Carey. So I left it pretty quickly.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're not gonna fake it if somebody's telling you about it. Like you can't talk to it. Awesome. Well, it's I just lost my complete train of thought.
You lost it.
The anime. There we go. Yes, that was exciting. I was thinking back. We saw your cat bounce behind you just there for a second too.
Was that a hairless cat?
Yes.
So dope, man. That's so cool.
She's running.
Is it because of allergies, or is it just the cat is awesome?
Well, she's very awesome, and she was a gift. So I love cats. I'm not going to say no to a hairless cat.
There you go. What's the cat's name?
Oh, so to all the Dragon Ball super fans out there, it's Lady Beerus.
See, I knew it was going to be something nerdy. That's why I had to ask. That's it. We all, it's us from the geek culture. That's what we do. My dog downstairs is named Mojo Jojo. Like you name you name your animals nerdy stuff. So that's what it is. And it is, the dog is not a Mojo Jojo. He's a flat puddle of fat. Anyway, he's a giant pug, like just a fat pug. And he's like, what is he? I think he's going on 13, right, Carey? Like, I don't know. He's an old man.
He's lived a great life.
Yes, yes. Yes, for sure. All right. So we've talked anime. We've talked a little Fast and Furious, which we're going to get back to. But I want to talk a little bit too about your cosplay. You're talking about you're ready, excited to get back into it for conventions going on.
Yeah.
What's the thing you're looking most forward to making next?
Oh my gosh.
Or things. You may not have one picked out. You may have a few things you're really excited for.
Well, as far as conventions themselves go, I don't know what's happening in the world right now.
So
I don't have the stress of like, oh my gosh, I have to make 3 new costumes. But I'm actually focusing a lot more on anime cosplays this year. I'm currently finishing up an Inuyasha cosplay, but the one that I'm excited about the most.
I know that reference, by the way, Carrie. I know that reference.
Yeah.
There we go. You're going to make that costume.
It's Dobby from My Hero Academia.
Yes.
And he's just very wonderful.
I think that one's on one. No, it's not on one of these glasses. It was on the mug that I didn't get. I don't know. I have heard all of those names, but that'll be awesome. It'll be really exciting. And Evie will be excited for that too.
Which convention are you looking forward to the most? Is there one that, you know, on our last episode, we talked with Sav about, you know, our favorite film festival that we really missed out on. Is there a convention that you're hoping that people get vaccinated, we get in, you know, in person? Is there one that you look forward to every year for that cosplay dynamic? Or is it, you just, at this point now, you just want to go and be around people and cosplay?
Oh my God, that's a hard question. Honestly though, the convention that I look forward to the most is my home convention here in Salt Lake. The staff is great. I get to see a lot of my out-of-state friends come to this one. I'm pretty good friends with a lot of the volunteers and the security teams, and it's just a very welcoming feeling. I'm right now, I'm hoping that things happen because I really want to go. I would say my home convention is my favorite just because it is home, but it's like a little oomph to my home, that like little extra nerd love that I need.
Right. Yeah, that's a good, I have yet, Project Nerd has yet to go out to the Salt Lake one. We need to at some point. I know we hear great things about it. Everybody loves it too. And it's one of those things where it's like the Salt Lake nerd circle and the Denver nerd circle are so intertwined already. Like it's surprising we haven't been a part of it. Carrie, what convention you've been to, now that you've been to a handful of conventions? Because so I don't know if you picked up on this, Des. Carrie and I, we met through work. We connected through other things too. And he jumped on board with this because a love of meeting people and talking, and has really been thrown into this like geek world head first and has embraced it. You seem to really open up to it, Carrie. So you've gone now, obviously 2020 wasn't there, but the year and a half before that went to a number of shows.
Yep.
Any of those shows or something, obviously the film festivals, but any of the conventions, was there one that you're like, oh, I would like to do that again, get the president back out there?
Reiterating what Des, you said, I think Colorado Springs was awesome. You know,
it was
a really interesting dynamic being in an old Sears in a mall in Colorado Springs, but I had no expectations, but the guests were amazing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, like meeting Robert Patrick and talking with him for 5 seconds was just inspiring, to say the least. But I would say on the complete opposite, it was Planet, right, in Kansas City. You know, two completely different dynamics. You know, one kind of a small local, really kind of targeting, you know, a really interesting kind of niche kind of market. But then to see the spectrum that was Planet, and I'm sorry, apparently now
this is the pet show.
this is the view that I get a lot with my cat. Come on, Juice. I enjoyed getting to learn more, but I think, you know, specific to the topic we're talking about, the cosplay in Kansas City was absolutely insane. That's where I started hearing the bigger names and seeing the lines that people actually are willing to wait to meet someone. So it definitely I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to put like, when I edit this video, I'm going to put like a blurry thing there. A sensor,
But I love it. Yeah. I mean, I film is more my speed, but I think the people are better in the cosplay element. So yeah, this, in my HOA board meetings, this is usually the view that I hope. Yeah, so, just in case this is loose.
Yeah, I'd say Yeah, Colorado Springs, you're right. Colorado Springs has good cosplay. They have a huge section. But I would say that the more people that attend there are, I think what you were saying there, they're like the niche fans for whatever's there. So like Kevin Eastman was there and there was a lot of like Ninja Turtle, like that panel was insane. But when you go to Kansas City, which is one of those just really big wide open shows, I also think of C2E2 is one, you know, I hear Salt Lake's a lot like that too, where it's just a really big floor plan and just the amount of people that show up in costume is just insane. Like it is just insane how many people show up in costume at a lot of those shows.
It's like a giant like L shape. I keep forgetting it's mirrored and it's like throwing me off. It's like a giant L shape. So like you go in and like this is all like celebrities and stuff over here. And then you have artists and cosplayers. So like the longest line is full of like all the cosplay guests. And then there's like cosplay meetups where it's like hundreds of people that meet up for each theme. So in the Facebook group, they'll be like, okay, 10 a.m. Saturday, all Star Wars cosplays meet up at the stairs. And you have like hundreds, thousands even at this point of cosplayers just all in Star Wars or anime and all this stuff. And then we also now have like cosplay performances. So we had like KDA from League of Legends. I participated in that group. I dressed up, I learned the dance, and we all danced in cosplay. So it's huge. And there's so many levels to it. And we have amazing panels about cosplay, like how to start, and then all the way to like advanced where you put LED lights in your stuff and animatronic. It's crazy. It's really good.
Awesome. We need to get Carrie in the middle of that. We need to get you, need to get you in costume, first of all, Carrie. But what you were saying also makes me think of Dragon Con. I think Carrie would love Dragon Con because it is just a 5-day party. Like you would just,
I wouldn't make it out. I'd be that person that got hit by the chair from like the person throwing it out of their hotel room. I had a lot of friends that would go to that convention and show me photos of their rooms. I don't think I would actually make it out of whatever hallway I was in. So, but it's a great, my cat is killing me here, dude. I think that's one of the things that I wish they would do. I think it, you know, you kind of mentioned it and we've had some other cosplayers talk about, you know, the introing certain elements of cosplay and how to build a better cosplay outfit or costume. But I wish they would, you know, have those contests where you have to like create a cosplay for someone, you know, so it'd be an interesting dynamic to see that kind of be introduced and see the work that you have to do to not only prepare, but also to walk around in this for, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours and then do it again with a different one for the remainder of the weekend. So I found a respect for the people like yourself that do this. This is going off the rails
this,
here.
This,
like,
cat, this cat is showing off now.
They saw each other.
The sensor, like right here, is going to be
right. though, I think so. One thing is cool, and I know people that follow Project Nerd want this back. Obviously, this year was rough, but we did Project Cosplay for a few years here in Denver, and we did the I can't even remember what the Iron Cosplay Challenge or something, and Stacy. Stacy, who is Wonder Z here in Denver, fantastic person. She helps us with a lot of that stuff and works on Project Nerd. So she would buy craft stuff and we'd put together teams and you literally had, I think, 3 hours to make a costume. We would give them a theme and then each person got a bag of the same materials. And when we say materials, we mean paper, like child safety scissors, like glue sticks, scotch tape, like, yeah, that type of stuff. But some of the costumes that got produced out of it were impressive. Like, I mean, especially because we had a cash prize for it. So, of course, people were going in hard on it. But that was that. And Carrie, also to add on to your respect for cosplay. So I have cosplayed twice. I did once for a photo shoot. I did Dr. Hugo Strange because it was appropriate. But the other one I did on the floor in Chicago, I was sexy April O'Neil. I bought it and it was store-bought. I bought the Yandy's April O'Neil like costume and the zipper wouldn't even go all the way because it wouldn't fit me. So it was, I had to wear a cup for sure. I got a lot of pictures taken of me though. Probably more pictures than I have ever in my Project Nerd shirts at those shows. So.
But see, I want like Nailed It style. Like, I don't know if you've watched that horrible show on Netflix.
Yes.
See, I want Nailed It like cosplay edition.
Like, dude, I feel like we just got a new show idea going here.
I mean, you've done it, but I think that's something that, you know, you talked initially about anime and how anime has just not necessarily blown up, you know, because it's always been around people, but I feel like lately it's really kind of continuing to be a mainstream topic and it's more widely accepted by everybody. You know, I think cosplay is right there as well. It's more, if you're willing to listen to why people like yourself do this, I think that it's got an audience, and now is that time to really capitalize on an audience like that. So I'd watch it. I think it's something that's new and fresh. And
the wheels are turning, man. Wheels are turning. This is great. You pop open the door and there's somebody in a costume, and then they all have their work centers.
Especially because you can do it remotely now. I mean, obviously, we're looking at opportunities to do things virtually. And
Jess, you ready to co-host this with us? You'll be like, what's the chef, like the really, like in that show, there's the really like knowledgeable chef. But Carrie, you got to be the over the top host. What's her name? You've got to be like, really,
man,
you got to be.
You're throwing out names. Nailed it. I just come in with like quick, like little like taglines, and you guys do all like the real work. I'm like, cool. Hey, you look good. Can I be the supportive one? I'm like, hey, I don't know who
the third judge.
You'll do the third judge.
That's just kind of
perfect.
Okay. I mean, hey, the effort was there. I don't know who you were trying to be, but you definitely have confidence wearing it. Like, I want to be that person that's just, hey, gold star, dude.
And then we'll have it Nailed It Cosplay Mexico edition too, to where they dub over us like they did in the one. I like it.
Yeah.
See, I want to be the one that says, contestants, you have 1 hour. Begin.
Right. There you go. We've got this. We've got it. We get the blueprints down. I'm calling Netflix tomorrow.
We have a movie. Well, actually, no, we have a franchise that we're creating.
It's
Slow and Cautious. And now we've got a spinoff. Of our Nailed It.
Building the empire.
Netflix. Like, I don't want to be, we can't mess with Universal with Fast and Furious.
With NBC Universal.
Who owns Nailed It, but we will not be, infringing on their trademark.
All right. Well, that was awesome. And I'm really excited for that. We are getting tight on time though. So I do want to fit in one very important thing that we do every episode. And that means it's time for a Fast and Furious showdown.
What are you smiling about? Dude, I almost had you. You almost had me?
All right, Dez. So this is a Fast and Furious showdown. And what happens here is Carrie has prepped quotes from either Fast 5, which is our fifth episode here, or did you go with Saw based on her Jigsaw cosplay? Is that what it was, Carrie?
I did.
Okay, so he's going to read us a quote, and we have to vote. Is that a Saw quote, or is it a Fast 5 quote? He'll be asking us, and we'll go against each other. So I have seen Fast 5, but again, it was many years ago. I have only seen – is it any of the Saws or just the first Saw, Carrie? Did you pick – or was it just random?
I want to say it was the first one, but it was an article that said the top 15 Saw quotes.
Okay, so I've only seen the first one.
I wanted to handicap you a little bit because I haven't watched Saw since it first came out, so right. I didn't know the quotes, but I think it was from the first one.
All right, you ready for this, Dez?
How do we do? Like, I raise my hand, or do I just scream?
We're just each gonna answer after he reads it.
Oh, okay.
All right, you ready? Let's do this, Carrie.
Let's do it. When are you going to give Rick James his jacket back?
I would think a Fast and Furious quote. I don't know if that would fit in Saw.
Fast and Furious, probably.
Okay, we're both going Fast and Furious. Okay.
It was definitely Fast and Furious.
Okay, I was Who said that?
That would be awesome if it was in Saw, though, right?
Like, that would have been really interesting. That was the challenge. Okay, all right.
All right. Once you are in hell, only the devil can help you out.
Saw.
I think Saw. Yeah, I think Saw.
That is definitely Saw.
Okay.
It had a very interesting dialogue. Like, reading through some of these quotes, I'm like, okay, interesting. Let's see here. The rules of our game have been made very clear.
Oh, see, this one could be a trick. I feel like it could be Saw, but it could also be... I'll go Fast and Furious.
Saw.
Okay.
It was Saw.
Ah, there you go.
Last one.
See, I could have seen like, you know, Paul Walker and Vin Diesel being on the side, being like, man, the rules of this game were made very clear. Like, just really in a, yep. in a tense moment, you know? But all right. All right.
And as we heard last episode, there could be some crossover. So there's been 9 Fast and Furious movies. So
at this point,
I'm sure at some point there were rules being said. What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air.
You're talking Nightmare Before Christmas, dude.
Yeah.
Do they quote that in one of these movies, I guess?
No, I just want to throw you off. It was
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I didn't.
We were
both
just showing off our Nightmare Before Christmas stuff before we started.
Well, as we found out in the 4 episodes prior, I'm still going to try to quiz you and catch you on one.
No.
I think Sav is still mad at me for the Chasing Amy quote.
I'm pretty sure downstairs my Jack bus that has the button actually says that exact quote. So I've heard it even way more than we've watched the movie. So,
all right, last one.
All right.
The only thing that matters right now is the people in this room.
See, that could be either one. Yeah, because that could be the like game thing going on. There's nothing out, but also at the same time, we talk about Fast and Furious is all about that family, man. All about that family. I was wrong on the last one going Fast and Furious. I'm gonna go Saw this time.
I'm gonna say Saw.
It was the Fast and Furious.
Really?
Okay. No!
It's all right, Des, you still won. You beat me on the one. So you win. You are the champion of the Fast and Furious showdown for Fast 5. The co-champion, because clearly the cats have claimed the throne. So there. But awesome. Well, this was fun. I've had a really good time. Before we head out, Des, I know we had it on an overlay here, but tell us one more time, where can everybody find you online and learn about, hopefully soon when conventions and stuff open up, but as well as your streaming and everything else, how do they find all that?
So every social media, we've got Instagram, Facebook, Twitch, TikTok, and Twitter. Everything is under Des Creepcore.
Awesome. Des, well, it was a blast. Carrie's definitely going to go watch those anime series now after this, him and his cat. Going to go enjoy these. but we had a great time. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of I'm Not Famous. For all our listeners out there, as we mentioned, this is obviously over on YouTube and projectnerd.com, but you can get us wherever you're catching your favorite Project Nerd podcast, whether it be Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and the many other places we're at. But head on over to projectnerd.com/podcast. That's project-nerd.com/podcast to check out more than 12 amazing podcast series all running right now from the many, many unique, I won't call them great, let's call them unique personalities of Project Nerd. That's it for episode 5. Until next time.